now we're reaching a pivotal time in Olympia and this current legislative session. We thought we'd get an update on where Republicans stand and really where Washingtonians stand, as there are so many incredibly important issues up for debate. State Senator John Braun, Republican from Centralia, Senate Minority Leader, joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jason.
I'll give you first just the 30,000-foot view question. Where do things generally stand as far as it relates to the Republican agenda?
Well, as always, when in front of a minority this time of session, there's a lot of unknowns. I'd say public safety, we've got a clear path forward on the Blake decision and fixing that issue, but less clear on pursuits. We could talk more about that. That's a real problem area. On affordability, some good news. I think we're moving forward on some housing policy that will be helpful, but risk there with some bad Growth Management Act policy that's going to make it more expensive to build and buy houses. And then on education, again, kind of a mixed deal. Some progress on a tutoring bill that I think will ultimately get support in one fashion or another, but being held up on a parental rights bill that's not going moving forward like we'd like it to.
Well, let's talk with what you brought up right at the start, specifically a fix to the Blake decision, which effectively legalized the personal possession of drugs across the state. What is the clear path? Because on the Senate side, what seemed to be a bill that was preferred is pretty extreme.
Yeah, and what I should be more clear what I mean by that. That's not to say the bill that moved out of committee is the bill that I think will ultimately pass out of the Senate. What I'm okay with is that they heard all the bills, which was something you couldn't say for the pursuit bills, and they moved a bill out that is in scope and title. We can amend it with better policy. So I am confident as that bill makes its way to the floor, there'll be negotiations and we'll get to a better policy that is put in place on the floor of the Senate. That's the process is always a little messy, but it's working in the sense that it's allowing for debate. It's allowing right up until the final vote on the floor for the best policy to go forward. And I think that will happen. I mean, it may not be everything I want or all the Republican caucus wants, but I think we'll continue to make progress in the right direction and get a policy that's much better than what we have now, which is essentially legalizing hard drugs and causing, you know, us to have the highest growth in overdoses in the country.
So SB 5536, which I have a blog on right now, ktth.com, it does some of what Republicans have supported in the past in at least making it a gross misdemeanor and offering diversion. I think most people on the right wanted to return to felony, but I don't think we're going to get that. But what it also does is create these health engagement hubs, which would pass out syringes and crack pipes to children. Are Republicans willing to compromise and pass something like this?
No, I don't think that part of the bill makes it out. I mean, it's hard to know, but I don't think you get a bill with where that stuff stays in and you get any Republican votes on the floor of the Senate. And I don't think they have the votes to do it without us. So I think there's an opportunity, at least I hope there's an opportunity, to negotiate something closer. I would say closer to the 5467, which was the Jesse Solomon bill, which is better. I think there's still things we have concerns with in that bill, but that's much better. I think that ultimately me and others will be okay with a gross misdemeanor versus the current statute, which is a misdemeanor. But it has to come with some sideboards to make sure that the law enforcement community and the prosecutors have some real ability to get people into treatment and keep them in treatment. And some of the more aggressive, you know, the further left policy that's in the current bill, I just don't think survives.
Well, I hope it doesn't. But you know what? I do wonder if they're willing to just go ahead and not provide a fix and just legalize, which would be terrifying. But I do think that there's a larger part of the folks on the left that want that. What do you make of the fact that all of the bills around the Blake decision have been actually heard in a committee, and yet when it comes to the vehicular pursuit bill, Monica Dingra, who made the decisions on the drugs, drug bills, is saying, no, I don't want to even hear it?
I think it's obtuse. I think that they're not listening to the public. They're not reacting to what's going on in their communities. In the case of Senator Dinger, I think she's living in a safe community and is not having to deal with the excessive crimes that we're seeing in other parts of the state. It's a kind of a luxury belief that we don't need to allow law enforcement officers to pursue and catch criminals and bring them to justice. And we have like two case studies on Blake. I think it's while it's not everything I want or our caucus wants yet, it has been, a vigorous debate. Mm-hmm. It's still open for debate right up until the point we vote on the floor. I think that's the way the process is supposed to work. And pursuit is absolutely the opposite of that. It's how the process is not supposed to work, where one person is standing in the way of democracy. I have no question at all. If you bring the pursuit bill as proposed by Senator Lovett to the floor right now with the Senate, I think it would get very close to 40 votes. And yet we have one person backed by our caucus, I might add, mm-hmm. who's standing in the way of that. That shouldn't work that way.
Exactly. And just logically, it doesn't make any sense, because I imagine Monica Dinger does not support every single bill that she has granted a committee hearing to. And yet she did it because she wanted to have a debate. But it seems pretty clear that they just don't want to rescind the vehicular pursuit ban. And that's a shame. They're ignoring people. I hope folks remember that, by the way. What is the one issue that you personally are paying attention to that you'd like to see move forward that maybe is in a little bit of trouble or there's some uncertainty?
Well, I would tell you, my personal priority is the pursuit issue. So I've been paying a lot of attention to that. I know we've already talked about that. So I'll pick another one that's not getting as much attention as it should. And that's the delay of the long-term care tax. This is an item put into law by the Democratic majority several years ago. When it was supposed to happen last year, it was in 2021, I should say, it was deeply unpopular. Mm-hmm. The Democrats came in and extended it, through the election cycle until July of this year. But it's going to go into effect. And frankly, nobody's paying attention to that. It needs to be delayed. It's not ready for prime time. It's frankly a terrible solution to what is actually a real problem. We should back up and start over.
Well, we'll see if that has any movement either, because other than maybe you and maybe one other lawmaker, it just doesn't get brought up. At least it's not connecting with folks as a serious issue. And I hope that they figure that out. I'll give you the last word.
It's not being brought up, and that's because people, have forgotten or believe it went away and it didn't go away. And I think, the public is going to be very negatively surprised when it comes back. But there's a lot of issues. There's some, as I said right from the start, there's both positive and, examples and some strong negative examples mm-hmm. in all the areas we're focused on: public safety, affordability, education. A lot of work to do here.
There you go. Minority Leader John Braun, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
All right.